Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
Why does the resurrection make a difference? Why does Jesus rising from the dead make a difference? One, because we know, because of the resurrection, that we're not talking to a dead God, right? We're not talking to a man in history, but we're talking to a God, because he's risen from the dead, who is alive. He's just as alive today as he was 2,000 years ago. He's just as intact in body, even mind and soul, as he was 2,000 years ago. Because his body is risen from the dead. Now, the Bible says that Jesus is the first fruit. That means that all the other fruit that follow will follow in the same way. If the first fruit is good, usually the rest of the fruit on that tree resemble the first fruit. Now, this is an example for us, that we are the fruit on that same tree, and that means that we are going to go through the same thing that Jesus has gone through, that we will go through, if we remain faithful to him, through the resurrection. And what does it mean to go through the resurrection? It means that we, our bodies, this physical body, will be resurrected. Now, some theologians say that when we rise from the dead, we will all go to a certain age, the age of 30 or 33. That's the age that Jesus rose from the dead. For some, they get older. For some, they become younger. But they come to this age of 33 traditionally because Jesus was risen from the dead. But that's not as material and as necessary as what I'm about to say. The other things that are going to happen to our bodies when we rise from the dead. So our bodies will, on the last day, rise from the dead physically, just like Jesus did. And there are a few things we know about the resurrected body that we know from Jesus, the first fruit. The first thing is that people won't necessarily recognize us immediately. Why? Because we'll be more symmetrical, we'll be more perfect, we'll be more beautiful. Maybe Jesus wasn't recognized in the garden when Mary Magdalene saw him. Jesus wasn't recognized on the road to Emmaus. Jesus wasn't recognized even in today's gospel. But eventually they did recognize him. So we know that we won't necessarily be quickly recognizable. The second thing that we know is that we'll be able to walk through walls. How awesome is that? We know that Jesus walked through walls. He appeared in the upper room when all the doors were locked. So he was able to get inside even though he had a physical body. Another thing we know about the risen Christ is that we're able to go from one place to another pretty quickly, because he was in Emmaus and he appeared to so many hundreds of people pretty much at the same time. And so there'll be this capacity maybe to bilocate or maybe to get from one place to another. This is from the scripture, mind you. Another thing is that we retain our wounds. We retain the wounds that give glory to God. Jesus retained his wounds and he showed his wounds to the apostles. And they saw and they recognized him very often through the breaking of bread, but also through his wounds. Then another thing about the risen body is that we'll be able to eat, and a lot of fish for that. Jesus, every time the risen Christ ate something, he ate fish. So this is a sign to us that fish must be somehow heavenly food. It's healthy food, and God wants us to eat this fish. And so physical food we can eat, and that gives us hope, because when we go to heaven and there's the eternal banquet, we will be physically eating in heaven. This is something that we can get excited for. You see, the resurrection is not just a myth. It's not just something ghostly, but it is something real. And it is something that we can all be excited for, because Jesus, the first fruit, has risen from the dead.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influencers podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at CatholicInfluencersPodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. We invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com, and we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.